Top Hill Recording Podcast, episode 208. Our guest tonight, Emily Jamerson.
Some people say I'm too tall, I should cover up my grace. Too old to get my nose pierced, but I did it anyway. I probably ought to stop smoking weed, 'cause I talk too much. I get flirty, but I never give it all the way up. I'm too much and I'm too loud. I love too hard and I cry about all I am and all I ain't. Well, I ain't no sinner and I ain't no saint. I'm here to stay like dried on paint. I've really gotta stop cussing when I talk, but it's too damn late to teach a new trick to this old dog, and I gotta get something off my chest. If you don't like it, go on, find less. I'm too much and I'm too loud. I love too hard and I cry about all I am and all I ain't. Well, I ain't no sinner and I ain't no saint. I'm here to stay like dried on paint. Rough around the edges, but I'm not giving in. It's too late now. And I'm too loud. I love too hard and I cry about all I am and all I ain't. Well, I ain't no sinner and I ain't no saint. I'm here to stay like dried on paint. Yeah, I ain't no sinner and I ain't no saint. I'm here to stay like dried on. Baby, let's go for a drive, then get out of town. Past the movies and Courthouse Street, we ain't looking to settle down. Turn left on the 114, toward the county line. Passing Jesus Saves bumper sticker. Some help and run, run, baby, as fast as you can over the hills to the promised land. Don't look back and don't slow down. Keep on driving till you leave this town. Run, run, baby. What you make it, why not make it fun? The days are long, but the years are short. Don't press rewind, Now they're dancing in the built a rocket and blasted away. Sailed past the sun to a new day. Showered in stars and drenched by the moon. Wondering if you are feeling it too. This space. This jumped in my rocket and headed home to a man that I love and a friend of old. Life in the darkness isn't our fate, but for you I would travel to
thank you for coming on.
Sorry if I, let me take these off because I'm liable to hit myself again when I talk. Hey, I'm good.
Thank you for coming up.
Thank you all for having me.
Oh, do you hear the pitter-patter?
The pitter-patter.
Young feet upstairs. That doesn't happen much in this house / supposed to be studio professional recording space.
I like the homey feel of it. That to me, that's very professional. That shows work-life balance.
Cool. Never thought about that.
Yeah,
it's a
appreciate
good compliment.
It. Yeah, that's a good compliment.
Yeah, it's good vibes.
So, speaking of good vibes, thank you for setting good vibes. You came in and nailed 4 really, really beautiful, excellent, well written songs that the melodies I think are going to stick in all of our heads for the next, you know, until we watch you and Earl play live next week. Anyway, man, what a set of songs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like those are I like a lot of the guests that come on here, but those were like 4 of the best songs I've heard.
Oh my
on
gosh.
Here.
It
thank
was,
you guys.
Phenomenal. And like songwriting was great, your voice was great. Like it was just a very cool experience to see you in this room. Like
thank you.
Dried paint's gonna be one that sticks around for a long time around my brain for sure.
I love that song. We recorded it last month. We recorded a few songs. So that one will actually, I don't know when.
Okay.
We're still working on it, but that one in particular will be available for streaming and stuff later on this year.
So are you in just recording that one? Or are you like recording?
We recorded three.
Okay.
We worked with, so when I say we, my brother Nicholas. Okay. We worked with Tom Nato. Do you know Tom in Lexington?
I do not.
No.
He has a studio. He plays with John R. Miller, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
He's just kind of like, you know, he plays with different people. He's played with the Jenkins twins before, okay, and he's worked with
fellas.
Them. Yeah. And but anyway, he's got an at-home studio, and we worked with him and Zach Martin, which I don't know if you know Zach Martin. He's a very in-demand drummer in and around Lexington, and so we spent a few days with them and recorded three songs. So we
dried
did
Dried Paint. What else?
Dried Paint, Run Run Baby, and Love Song Love. So
okay,
yeah. So they were they're all very different. They're really different. Like the vibe for each song is very different, but I kind of like that about them. Dried Paint, I think, is going to be really good. We're getting ready to mix it, so I don't know. I hope that one will be ready like by summer or something. I think that'd be a good one going into summer.
Oh, that'd be a great summer song.
Little vibe. I wrote Perfect that with Ryan Allen, if you all know Magnolia Boulevard.
Yep. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Ryan plays keys, and yeah, I'd started that song about this time last year and just like could not finish it. I even went to my brother and I was like, can you help me with this? I just cannot get the chorus. And then Ryan and I got together and I basically was like, here is a song I started. This is all of my insecurities. Now help me finish this. And he did. Yeah, he helped me finish the chorus and part of the second verse and the bridge. And I think that it ended up being really cool.
Ain't no sinner, but I ain't no saint.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love the line, yeah.
My mom, she said that one's going to be a hit, so.
Well, mom is always right, right?
She thinks she is, so yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back. You know, a lot of times, most times, especially for first timers on this podcast, and you making the 3-hour tour to make it here, take us back to as early as you can remember and just reflect on your childhood and when you knew that music was going to be something that you had to do and when it just caught your attention.
Well, we were around music growing up. So I have three brothers. I have one older brother, Nicholas Jamerson, which I know a lot of people know mm-hmm. from Sunday Best. And then we have two younger brothers. And music was just never not a part of our lives. Our grandparents played. Some of my earliest memories is going to their house in Wheelwright, and they would get together with a bunch of their friends, you know, guitars, banjos, fiddles, mandolins, you know, very bluegrassy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they would just sit around and play like on Friday and Saturday night. And I remember that, you know, some of my earlier memories. And then, you know, we were involved in church. Our mom played the piano and the organ, and we were forced to be in the children's choir. And I always enjoyed music, but I was so afraid as a kid that I wouldn't sing. I wouldn't let people hear me sing.
That's wild.
I told Nicholas this recently. I remember we used to go to shows at the Mountain Arts Center all the time. My grandmother loved music, and anytime there was a show there, we were there. So we saw the Kentucky Opry a lot. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with Britt Taylor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Britt was in the Kentucky Opry Junior Pros, and she's a couple years younger than me. And I remember watching her and there were other girls her age and just thinking, I could do that. Like, I knew that I or felt like I had an ability, but I was so afraid to just shy and backward as a kid. And that really followed me into adulthood. And it wasn't until, I guess in high school, I started to get a little bit of confidence with singing in front of people. We were in the honor choir at high school, and I had to sing a solo to try out. So I sang part of the Star Spangled
Banner. What year? Ninth grade? What, going into high school? Or is this?
So I was too afraid to try out going into ninth grade.
Oh, really?
So I tried out going into my sophomore year.
Okay. Yeah, there's sometimes things that I know at that age. I definitely was not going to try in front of people.
Yeah.
I think singing would have been one of them, but there's a lot of stuff. But yeah.
I mean, I relate to that big time. That's exactly how I felt growing up. I always wanted to sing, and it was like music was something I always wanted to do, but I always felt like I wasn't going to be like good enough or something.
Yeah.
Or people, like, my worst fear would be like trying it and then everyone be like, you fucking suck. And
I know,
that would like
crush
you.
And isn't that crazy to think that as a kid, having those types of feelings, like kids shouldn't be thinking about that kind of shit. But unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in.
So that's wild. You know, it's actually super interesting because, you know, as Earl probably knows with this guy over here, Spencer has a beautiful voice, but he's struggling with this right now. And I think that every time he opens his mouth, he questions himself, am I on pitch? Did I hit the right note? Do all these things where, so I wonder if he's kind of battling what you guys are talking about kind of at a later point in life.
Sort of, kind of. So, part of the reason, so going back to middle school, I was in performing arts school. I went to Western Middle School. And I remember that there was one specific time where I was taking singing lessons for like a year. I thought I was going to sing Georgia, the Ray Charles, you know, version and all that stuff. So I get up in front of my class and we're doing like this like karaoke thing and I start to sing and I get done with it. All the teachers start clapping and everything like that. Mm. But then after I get off, all the kids are making fun of me. All of them were like, you fucking suck. You like, you don't need to sing. You don't have any business doing it. And so just from that, as a kid,
it stays with you.
Well, like, I still don't have the confidence to sing in front of people because of that, just because that followed me on into high school because all the kids that I went to middle school with also went to Y-Pass.
Yeah, well,
and so
you're working on that, man. I think you're working that out. So we got to get you.
And it's
out
never. Listen, I'm 37, okay, and I've only just been playing out doing this for the last few years because I was too afraid for all those years. I mean, I gained some confidence in high school and in my 20s, and I got to a point that, you know, I was like, I'm pretty good. Like, it's okay. Like, I'll sing this song with so-and-so, but like, I think what really, like, the songwriting and putting out my own songs, that was a bigger challenge for me to overcome because it's like, you know, songwriting, it's vulnerable. It's
personal.
And it's so personal. And so I really struggled with that. And I finally just had this epiphany. It's like, whether it's songwriting or singing, like, I'm not going to be for everybody, and that's okay. Like, I enjoy it, and at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And I know that's easier said than done. Like, you have to remind yourself that over and over again. But if you want to sing, you just, you'll get there. You'll get there.
So before writing and putting yourself out there in that type of very, very personal and vulnerable way, did you play and sing, do stage stuff out in front on your own type of stuff, cover songs, play out, any of that stuff before really putting yourself out there like this?
So, like, I've only been writing songs for about the last 7 years, I would say. And before that, you know, like, if my brother had a show, he might get me up to sing a cover. Or, you know, I had other friends that would do that, and I would get up and sing. But it's, like, I guess it's been No, I probably didn't do much. And I really didn't. Besides that, because like I said, I was just so afraid. I was afraid of putting myself out there. And there were things that I wanted to do. And I didn't. And it was just like once I decided that I wasn't going to be, or I wasn't going to let fear be the reason that I didn't do something that I enjoyed, then, you know, I just kind of stepped into this where I am now and just kind of let things happen as they've happened. But, you know, we were always involved in children's choir and then, like I said, the honor choir. And, but.
So I'm assuming you made it.
Made
it. Into the honor choir.
I made it into the honor choir. I never sang a solo, though, because I was too afraid.
Aww.
So we just did, like, the group things, which that was fun. Like, the honor choir was fun. And I think the reason I did it was more of the social aspect of it. The cool kids were in the honor choir.
As it usually is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, show tunes and honor choir are really
It was fun. It was fun. It was like, we put on shows at the Mountain Arts Center and...
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
so you go to see places, people play at the Mountain Arts Center, and then you go put on a show there.
Yeah.
That had to feel pretty
huge. My first job was at the Mountain Arts Center in the concession stand.
Really? Stayed close, huh?
Yeah.
So did you get to have any, like, perks of working at the Mountain Arts Center? Did you get to go see some cool stuff?
I mean, we could walk in there, you know, and see who was playing. Loretta Lynn played there one time when I was working there. And, you know, she's from my neck of the woods, or she was from my neck of the woods. But really the biggest perk was the free popcorn.
As yeah. It should be, man.
As it was fresh coming out of the popper, it was hard to beat.
So yeah. I just wonder, going back to talking about your grandparents a little bit and being in those, watching those circles when they were playing with on the Fridays and Saturday nights, did you see people that would just blew your mind? And I'm trying to figure out, you know, because you have such a beautiful voice. And not only are the songs amazing, but your voice is beautiful. The melody lines are awesome. So it's wild to think that at any point in time, it wasn't even good enough, but it's a special thing. I mean, there's good enough and there's adequate and there's just like, there's this lane of people that have special ability, and your vocals are, I mean, they're just beautiful. Yeah, they're very, very special. So I'm shocked that that wasn't pointed out a long time ago, but I guess if you don't sing in front of people, it's hard to.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if, thank you for saying all that.
Yeah,
first
yeah.
of all, that, yeah. That means a lot to me because I do, you know, I'm human and I still struggle with those types of imposter syndrome feelings. Mm. But I don't really know. I've thought about that before. What made me, because for me, it was just not feeling like I was good enough. And so I, you know, hid parts of myself and singing. I don't know that I ever sang in front of anyone for them to hear me. You know,
yeah.
You said that, like, how is that not pointed out to me? I just don't think I ever gave it a chance. And now that we're older and I've gotten over that, my dad always says that I've got the best voice because all my brothers sing. And
all four of you, huh?
All four of us sing.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And sometimes we do shows together as the Jamersons.
Oh, that's
and,
killer.
Yeah. We don't get to do it as much as we would like to, but it's always really special when we do. We did a show back in August at the Mountain Arts Center.
Ah, here we go. Back
and,
home. That's amazing.
Yeah. Nicholas had a show there. And so the Jamersons were one of the opening acts. And
killer.
Yeah. It was fun.
What you all sing?
Well, that night, we just kind of did it like a songwriter round style.
And, oh, cool.
And we all...
Very cool.
Yeah, we all... And, like, Nicholas sang harmony on some of mine, and, like, we sang some harmony together on some of Nicholas's. And then my other two brothers, they write, too. And
so what are the other two brothers' names?
Clay and Joseph.
Do they have stuff that they put out as well?
Joseph, not individually, they don't. Joseph has sang on some of Nicholas's albums in the background. A lot of the harmonies that you hear are Joseph singing with him.
Oh, that's killer. That's awesome.
And I've had the opportunity to do that a couple of times. It's pretty fun. And then Joseph, I think, sings on one of the Sunday Best albums. It was one of the last ones that they did. I think it's Almar Sky. I think Joseph, one of those has Teardrop In on it. And Joseph, that's like Joseph's song. So he's saying, I don't know why they put that on that album, but.
It's awesome.
They, yeah.
There's nothing like sibling harmonies as we, the Jenkins twins and anybody that's come in here that sings that are related.
It's so trippy to watch them because I'm trying to figure out who's singing what part and I can't.
It's awesome.
Sibling harmonies are the best. And I'm a big fan of your brothers. And it's interesting that your other brother sings the harmonies because I always just assumed it was Nicholas because they sound like, it sounds like it could be him in some of those parts. So it's wild.
I'll tell you one song specifically on The New Frontier or The Wild Frontier. I think that's the name of the album, The Wild Frontier. Clear Picture is the name of the song that's got Joseph singing. That's just one that stands out in my mind because that's one that we often do together where we all sing harmony. And I love doing that one. It's really pretty.
It's a great song. I love that song.
Man, we need to get the schedule of that Mountain Center down there so we know when the next time the cool show. I mean, it sounds like we got some. That would be a killer round to watch.
Oh, it'd be crazy.
That would be awesome.
It was fun. So cool. It was pretty fun.
The biggest thing is I can imagine. It sounds like you all are close, the four of you. And when you're playing with not only people you love, but if it's family, I mean, how much fun it is, how much like joy radiates from what you're doing. And you can see it a lot of times. So that's killer. All right. So what did the grandparents play?
Our grandbud. That was our grandmother.
Grand what?
Grandbud.
Grandbud.
So her name was Virginia.
Okay.
But her nickname was Buddy. Everybody knew her as Buddy Jamerson. And my grandfather was Shorty. Like, they both went by nicknames, and people knew them. Buddy and Shorty Jamerson.
Yes.
So, Grandbud, she played guitar. She could play the banjo. And then Pa, that was Shorty. He played... I know he played the banjo. I can't remember. He passed away when we were really young. So, you know, we lost him and, you know, 30 years ago. So I don't have as many memories with him. So I can't remember specifically beyond the banjo. But, and then my aunt, my grandmother's sister, she had a mandolin that she played. And like we have so many old instruments that came from up there, and an old upright bass, guitars. I've got their banjo. And my grandmother, when she was like almost 90, I love the banjo. It's probably my most favorite instrument. If I could play any instrument really well, it would be the banjo. And she was giving me a lesson.
And she was
almost 90. She passed away when she was 90. So she, you know, she was like hooked up to oxygen all the time and very frail. Like I had to put the banjo in her lap because it was one of the old ones and really heavy. And I have a picture of her sitting on the bed playing it, and it's bigger than her. And I just remember her Bump Diddy. I can't remember exactly. You know what I'm talking about? The Bump Diddy? Yeah. And I just remember that with her trying to teach me the banjo. And she really was a jack of all trades. She could do anything. She could do anything. But she didn't think she could sing. She always said she could play instruments, but she felt like she was just couldn't sing on key, I guess.
I hope she didn't have a voice like yours and deprive the world of it.
Y'all gonna make me cry over here?
All right, so this this interview is gonna be as ADHD as my house is today. I mean, there's all kinds of chaos going on. So back to like high school, finishing high school. Are you playing guitar at this point?
No. So I took piano lessons for about 8 years.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I quit. I think when I was in eighth grade, so I was like 14, I regret that because I was pretty good at that point. But then I quit because I was involved in sports and...
Athlete too, huh?
Not really. Again, I had so much fear. Like, I cheered and played basketball, but I hated being put in the game in basketball because I was like, I suck. And so there's a theme for my life. I've just always been really an insecure kid. And it took me 30 years, but...
You got there.
I have finally gotten there, hey. I would say. Yeah. I can recognize abilities that I have. And yeah, so it's been a journey. Thank you. But it is. It really is hard. And I think I was probably in college when I first started learning guitar. And it was a Loretta Lynn song was the first song I learned because it just got three chords. And yeah, I just kind of like jacked around for years and just kind of taught myself and, you know.
So when you started, you just, it was just, I'm going to just do this. I'm here.
I don't remember the reasoning behind it, honestly. You know, Nicholas, I think, first started playing guitar when we were in high school. And there's only 16 months between he and I, so we're really close. And so most of my, like, he's my brother, but we've also always been in the same friend circle. Yeah. So it's like our lives are just intertwined. So he's in a lot of my stories. So when I say we, talking about him. But anyway, we were like right next to each other. Our bedrooms were. And it was the summer he learned to play the guitar and he was learning It's Your Love by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if just being exposed to that, like I'm sure him learning had some sort of influence on me and I eventually got around to wanting to learn myself, but I don't really remember what made me decide that I wanted to learn guitar, but...
Hmm. I'm glad you did.
No kidding.
Thank you.
Were you writing poetry or anything at that point? Did you have a journal? Were you getting feelings on paper in some way at that point?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I feel like I've always been a writer in my soul. I did win the Young Authors County winner in the second grade. Yeah. My story about my friends and me. I think that's the one that won. It was either that or a how-to book on how to make doll clothes, like
clothes. Paper
dolls. Yeah, I think they were paper dolls.
No kidding.
It was something like that, but...
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, yeah. I won a $50 savings bond with that, yeah. But
how much?
50.
I thought you said 1,000. I was like, holy shit, that's real money.
That'd be nice.
It's probably worth 1,050, but now just 50.
Yeah, just 50.
Probably worth $52 right now if you haven't cashed it in.
I'd say it's probably long gone if I had to guess. But I don't know. I would go through phases where I would write things, you know, have my little diary, my little journal to keep out. But
what about melody lines? Like, because, you know, putting words on a piece of paper are fine, but they're just words on a piece of paper until you come up with these really, really hooky, catchy, fun, like lean-in melody lines that you come up with. What were you listening to growing up?
Just everything. You know, our dad was, you know, like Bob Seger, the Eagles.
Okay.
But we also, you know, we're going to bluegrass shows at the Mountain Arts Center We saw the Temptations at the Mountain Arts Center. So it's like we were just exposed to a lot of different things. Hmm. You know, I think it's been more of the artists that I've kind of discovered in my 30s that have had the biggest influence on how I write and how I kind of do things.
Well, who are those?
I love Kacey Musgraves. Okay. I think she is just a phenomenal writer and just like simple. And I don't know, it's hard to explain. I think she comes up with some really good, she's clever, is the word I'm trying to think of.
Definitely clever.
She's clever.
I love Kacey. So love the smart new song she just put out.
I'm obsessed.
I'm stoked for the album. Like I bought her first album the day it came out. I'm a big fan of Kacey's.
Yeah, she's amazing. you know, and I think I've been influenced by Nicholas too. I mean, just the way that he's able to tell a story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so he's been a big influence. So I think that like Kacey Musgraves, Loretta Lynn, the Dixie Chicks, you know, that's who I listened to growing up, like the Dixie Chicks.
The Dixie Chicks, yeah. Dude. They've got four of the best albums ever, and then they just kind of left for a minute.
I was listening
everything
to...
Everything they listened to and made was good. I'm sorry.
Well, they've got a song out. I guess it's a new song.
I'm assuming it's the Chicks.
What's the name of the song? It was so, like, boppy and catchy, and I was like, who is this? It didn't really sound like them once I knew it was them. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that is her voice. But I don't know the name of it now. But,
you know,
I love them.
I think what makes sense, something that, because I was like, when I was thinking about like the melody lines and stuff, I was thinking it's like new and fresh, but it's got that old school-y feel. So the Dixie Chicks, Loretta Lynn, Kacey Musgraves thing kind of makes total sense to me. Because it is Kacey Musgraves-ish, but it's not. It's got this old school, like...
It's like familiar, but new.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Like 90s country from when it was really, really, really good. And the Jody Messinas and the... I Hope You Dance. What's... Oh,
Leanne Womack.
Yeah,
I just did a cover of that on the Instagram.
That must be... It totally wasn't. I mean, I think I remember seeing that now. But yeah, I mean, that just, it has, I don't know.
Thank you.
It's really, really, really cool. Holy crap, man. All right, it's your turn, I think. You got to kind of take over for a second.
Yeah,
there,
do you want to do these questions
forever.
Or do you want to
yeah,
be?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so I'm kind of the new host that used to be Brad, but he's not here anymore. So
we kicked him to North Dakota.
Yeah, he moved away. And so I've been filling in, and he has a couple questions that he always asks, and I'm going to ask him. The first one is usually everybody's favorite question. Tell us a non-music thing about you that you want to share, something that you haven't already. A fun fact.
A fun fact, if you will.
I am pretty boring. In my heart and soul, I'm a 75-year-old woman. I love to knit. I have a goal for myself for this year to knit or crochet one project to completion every month.
All right.
I've not met that goal yet because the beanie toboggan that I started the beginning of January took me like a month to make, and that was working on it every day. But I finally finished it. And
well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm a big knitter.
That is, you know what? Not only a first, but I bet that might be the last knitter that we had. That's a very, very, very 75-year-old lady.
Yeah. Yes, but very yes cool. Thank you.
To hey. Each his very own. Very nice. I love beanies, by the way. So
we also got that case.
If you want to,
yeah. Say you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Which we can actually. Yeah. I'll fade it in right now.
I paint. I don't feel right saying I'm a painter. But I did paint that.
All right. Well, in all fairness, you also didn't consider yourself a singer until you were 37.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
So we get to make the. I judge you.
You're a painter.
You're a painter.
Yeah.
Okay.
You win that.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Question two. I know you do. I see you since I've been following you on the internet. You do like lots of writers rounds and whatnot. But have you had a gig that has not gone well, like a nightmare experience on stage?
I don't think so.
That's good. That's, what, yeah, about, I mean, what about like
what's
your
the best,
favorite?
Yeah, yeah. What's the yeah your favorite thing you've done?
It's between two different
well,
shows.
Tell us both.
The first one I opened up for Harper O'Neill and Kat Hasty at the Bell Theater in Pineville, which I'm not super familiar. I mean, I know who Kat Hasty is. She's got a decent following. And she's got a couple of kind of big songs, big-ish, I guess. But Harper, I saw her at the Mountain Arts Center. She opened up for Morgan Wade last year, and I just fell in love with her. Just her style of writing and her guitar playing. It's just very soulful. And so that was in like May. And then in September, I got to open up for her and meet her. And
how awesome is that?
I'm always nervous before I play a show, but that night the nerves didn't stop. I felt sweat running down my face the whole time. I felt like my voice was so shaky, like I couldn't breathe. It went well, but I felt like I was dying inside. You know, and then she came up to me afterwards and was just so nice to me and, you know, wanting to ride and said that I made her whole family cry. And that was a pretty cool experience because I was like, I just came across you 6 months ago and now I've manifested this moment and it felt pretty cool, pretty surreal.
All right, moment number two.
Holidays at the Burl back in December. Nicholas, the past couple of years, has done. It's a two-night show at the Burl, the Holiday, Get Down, and I got to open up on the night with Magnolia Boulevard and with him. And he just texted me one day out of the blue. And he's like, you know, you're opening up Holidays. And I said, no, I didn't know. But
hell yeah,
I'm ready for it. And it was pretty special because I love him and I love Magnolia Boulevard. And it was fun. It was just, you know, a lot of family and friends there. So it was special. Yeah.
All right, we got one more question.
I have a feeling you're going to have a lot more of those. Like next time we do this, you'll be like, hey, well, these seven shows were amazing.
I hope so.
I know you have cool stuff. I mean, there's one more question, we'll get to it. But I know you have some cool stuff coming up. Like you're playing Holler Girl, correct? Yeah, that's a great lineup for that.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
I'm playing at Laurel Cove.
Oh, you're playing that too? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be dope.
Yeah, it's sold out.
It sold out like instantly.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I was like, am I doing a songwriter round or do I have my own set? And I have my own set, which I'm excited.
Congrats. That's amazing.
Because I've primarily, like at these bigger festivals, I've done songwriter rounds, which I really do enjoy those a lot. Like I find them very like productive from a creative standpoint. Like I always feel it's just like interesting to hear other people's methods for writing and their storytelling and, mm-hmm. and all of that. So I enjoy doing those, but I am excited to have my own set at that. So it'd be pretty cool.
That's going to be a great, that festival, amazing. It really sold out in like 90 seconds.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. That's going to be big for sure. And so the last question is a little more fun, and I'm interested to see your answer on this, but tell us the last local artist that you've listened to.
Well, I guess, if I'm being honest, it was my brother, Nicholas Jamerson. That's who I was listening to on the way down here. I swear I'm not trying to plug him, but I just...
that's a good easy listen on the way.
That is like, who I was listening to.
Tom Warp.
His his album, I sound like such a, like...
A fangirl.
A fangirl, but, you know, he's my brother. He's my brother. I love him. The Star City Sessions, Volume 1, I think. It's just such a good album. I've been listening to it a lot the past week. And it's just raw and emotional. And that's the kind of stuff that inspires me when I'm like wanting to write and stuff. It's that kind of music. But beyond him, other than him, let me think, other than him.
And that's, by the way, that's not a shameless plug. I do have to say, Nicholas Jamerson was on my, I think he was number 2 on my Spotify top 10 or whatever last year. So he gets listened to and talked about. He's been talked about in here before. So it's not a shame.
He was, I think he was my number 4 or 5. So
I win. Well, then I win. Whatever.
You do win.
I'm sorry. I'm competitive in this room.
I'll give that to you. He's my brother. We bleed the same blood.
I guess you win again. Back to you. You won.
The true winner.
Yeah. Winner, winner. And you can have chicken dinner with him. So it's even better. All right. So I wrote down Harper O'Neal. Is that the name of...
Yes.
I definitely want to...
Yeah, part of her... I guess it's still part of her set. Give Me One Reason, Tracy Chapman. Yeah. She just... That's like her vibe. Like she's just... She nails it. She's really good.
So soulful and just, I can't wait to hear some of that.
Yeah, she's good. She just had a record come out, so.
Oh, even better. So something cool. New. Yeah. Hell yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I tell you who else, I don't guess he's not technically local. I mean, he's played kind of nearby. Sam Birchfield.
Does he sound familiar?
He's played some shows with Nicholas, and I met him at Holler Days because he played the second night of Holler Days, and that was my first time hearing him. I love, like, being introduced to a new artist live. I had never listened to anything of his before,
so it was
an experience.
Yeah.
And for, like, 2 weeks straight after that, I just listened to nothing but him, but he's good. I think he's from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
But he and Nicholas have done several shows together, and he's really good.
That's one of my favorite things about going to festivals or shows where you don't know everybody and you're shocked by something you see. It's like, holy shit, man, I don't know what I just saw, but those are my new favorite people.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. All right, so what are the... other than the festivals and shows and stuff you got coming up, you've got a working on a song, maybe a 3-song EP. So what are the plans for the next, 6 months, year? What's it look like for you?
Right now it's pretty open. I'm hoping to have some stuff put on the calendar, but playing music has just always been the ultimate act of surrender for me. I've never allowed it to become a source of stress in my life, and I've never had any real expectations. Like, everything has worked itself out for me, and I feel really fortunate, like, to be saying that, because I know it's a grind to try to play and to have your stuff heard, and I'm really lucky it's not lost on me. I hope that, I trust that it's all going to work out the way that it's supposed to. But right now, it's pretty open.
You keep writing songs like these.
Yeah, I want to keep writing and trust that things are going to take me where I need to go.
Yeah, it'd be undeniable. I mean, songs like that are just undeniable. I mean, the ones you've already written, the first record, which was an EP that came out in 2022, right?
Oh,
2022.
Yeah.
So what's on
the
now?
The Dead Street production.
Yeah, so I am really, really looking forward to the EP, seeing where things go, definitely watching you at the Monarch with my buddy Earl and Spencer next week. I really, really appreciate you making the trek all the way up here.
Yeah, it's been great. You've been super interesting. Usually that's I talk great. More, but I've just enjoyed listening to you talk and share your kind of thoughts on stuff. It's been very cool because, like, honestly, a lot of stuff you said really is how I felt growing up and how I still feel sometimes. Yeah. You know, I think everyone has imposter syndrome, even when you can paint or do whatever. Like, it's hard to feel like you are what you want to be. But you are an artist, and you've been one of my favorites to come through here for sure. Those tunes are going to stick in our heads all day, I'm sure.
No doubt. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. This has been fun.
All right, well, where can people find you? I've been terrible about tagging ourselves, you guys. All right, so where can people find you?
I'm bad at that, too. You can follow me on the Instagram.
A great spot
at Emily Ann Jamerson. That's where you can see where I'll be playing and when I have music coming out. And then I just post myself singing on there too. So if you want to hear me sing, but you're not near me, you can just watch me on there.
There you go.
And then I have a Facebook music page, Emily Jamerson.
And they got the Spotify, all the stuff on Spotify.
Emily Jamerson. It's all Emily Jamerson. And I think that's it.
Well, check out Earl Bowman on Spotify. Check us
follow the podcast.
Out. Yeah, follow the podcast on YouTube. Let's hear that kid up there real quick one more time for like the chaos that's going on around here. All right, there you go. Well, thank you.
Thanks so much. This has been really great.
Appreciate it.
Thank you all.